Hello, I'm Jacob and this is Saskia and we are from the Priory Academy LSST News Team. We are speaking with Lord Phillips of Worth Match Rivers, who is presenting a lecture on the Magna Carta and its relevance today at Lincoln Cathedral. So why is the Magna Carta relevant today, Lord Phillips?
Well, because there is something that is very important called the rule of law, which means that everybody, even the Queen, has to abide by the law of the land. And Magna Carta was the first document that laid down in writing that the king basically had to abide by the law just like everybody else. Now, when King John put his seal on the Magna Carta, he had no intention of obeying what was in the document itself. But nonetheless, after his death, the Magna Carta formed the basis for a whole series of undertakings that were given by king after king as to how they were to behave. And it's been over the years regarded as really the foundation of the modern doctrine of the rule of law. Everybody has to abide by the law.
Even though the Magna Carta was written 800 years ago, why is it still important for people to know about it?
I think it's important that people should know about what it stands for, which is that the rule of law has got to be obeyed by everybody. I'm not so sure it's important that they necessarily know the link with the Magna Carta. Because if you're a historian, you might say to yourself, well, although the Magna Carta said all these things, the king never intended to abide by it, and he didn't abide by it, and he got the Pope to annul it. So at the time, it didn't seem to be more than a passing incident in history. But it's because of what it said and the fact that it's been repeated century after century and formed the foundation of the constitutions of large parts of the world, such as North America, that renders it so important.
How do you think the Magna Carta has influenced both modern politics and our monarchy?
I don't think that modern politicians think too much about Magna Carta itself, but what Magna Carta stands for certainly influences modern politicians. What it stands for influenced our Parliament in passing the Human Rights Act, which is one of the most important acts of Parliament that we have ever passed, which guarantee fundamental human rights for everyone in this country.
So what inspired you to become president of the UK Supreme Court? What was your role?
Well, I don't think inspired to become president was quite the right description, because I was asked whether I would like to consider being president, and I said yes I would. And it was rather an exciting thing to be asked, because here we were having a new Supreme Court for the first time in this country's history, and to be the first president was a really rather wonderful thing to be asked to be.
So do you agree with every rule in the Magna Carta and what it stands for, and why?
That is a very difficult question, because if you look at the rules that are in the Magna Carta, there are an awful lot of them, and most of them haven't got any relevance today. They were dealing with the way the kings behaved 800 years ago, and what kings could do 800 years ago, they certainly can't do now. If somebody died and his heir, whether it was a man or a woman, was under 21, then the king took over administering his property and helped himself to everything that came out of it. If a woman's husband died and she was a widow, the king could direct who she should marry again. All these kind of things were dealt with by Magna Carta. The king used to levy demands for payments, and these were levied, of course, on the noblemen, not on the serfs, who were not really involved in Magna Carta. And they had to keep coughing up so he could go off and fight the French, and nobody enjoyed this very much. And these were some of the things that Magna Carta was supposed to stop. We remember Magna Carta for two chapters which deal with making sure that people are not locked up without having a fair trial, that people are not dispossessed of their property and so on. That's important in the present day, but these came as, I think, chapters 28 and 29 in Magna Carta itself. There are all sorts of other things, such as the right to have fish weirs and the right to commandeer people's horses and carts, all sorts of things, abuses that were going on that Magna Carta was designed to stop.
And finally, what interests you most about the Magna Carta and why?
I think what interests me most about it is just how significant it is now being seen to be today in this day and age. There are things happening in relation to modern life which would not have been anticipated even 50 years ago. I'm talking now about terrorism and the challenges of how you deal with terrorism and the importance of not overreacting so that you forget about fundamental human rights because you say, oh, well, anything is justified if you're worried about terrorists. That's not right. And if you go back to Magna Carta, you can get your fundamental principles, which give you a foundation in your approach to these modern problems.
Thank you for your time, Lord Phillips, and we are both looking forward to your lecture, and we are sure it will go well.
Good. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it myself.